This is Grandpa. I'm sitting in my den recording a story for you at Sue's request. She's requested I tell you a story that happened to me when I was about 7 or 8 years old, as I recall. We were living on Ramona Avenue in Salt Lake City, and the duplex we lived in was heated with a coal wood furnace. My father had a real sharp hatchet that he used to chop kindling with to start the fire. And we children were given strict instruction we were never to touch that hatchet. One time when my parents were away and I was home alone, for some reason I needed the hatchet. I don't remember what it was I needed it for, but I needed it. So I went and got the hatchet and used it. Then later in the day, when it became about time for my parents to come home, I realized that I had not returned the hatchet to the basement furnace room where it belonged. So I went to get the hatchet, and I could not find it. I searched all over the yard, I searched the neighbor's yards, and I could not find that hatchet. I was just petrified. I knew what my father would say and do when he got home and found no hatchet. Consequently, I went into my bedroom and knelt down and prayed fervently to find that hatchet. And it's something I will never forget. I said amen, and before I could get up off my knees, I knew where that hatchet was. It was on the roof of the shed where I had been cutting some branches out of a tree. I was cutting the branches to make me a flipper. But I went to the shed, got up on the roof, there was a hatchet, I returned it to its place, and my parents knew nothing about this until I confessed in my old age, in their older age, what I had done. Incidentally, since that time, I have never questioned with what prayers are answered. Not all of my prayers have been answered as quickly, but I'm sure that God hears us and answers our prayers. Sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is no, sometimes the answer is, you've got to be kidding.